This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Have just tons of things for you over on those websites. And also remember, NCS51.com. That's what that's an abbreviation for, is NCS51.com. All kinds of information there for you as well. So we've got a lot of things going on, and we really do appreciate your listenership. We're going to be having people call in, 215-867-8255. The call-in line is area code 215-867-8255. And we'll be getting that and open it up after this first block here. This is the A block, as we call it, in the bidnet. And we're going to be talking about the coronavirus, of course, because now it's starting to reach pandemic stages. And, of course, the World Health Organization has said it is now a pandemic. That's one of the big news items that came out yesterday, just after our show. They were fiddling around with the idea for several days and finally pulled the trigger as they started to look at the numbers starting to ramp up. And of course, they're ramping up here in the United States as well. So there is some concern, as there should be, and the president is taking appropriate steps, actually. I think he's been out in front of this thing for quite some time. I think the delay in getting it over to this country has been because he cut off transportation, he cut off flights and so on from China to the United States early. I think that was a good deal. And of course, the other part of it is that we're just clean people. We wash our hands. We've been telling people, wash your hands. And that is, if you're going to do one thing to prevent the spread of this, wash your hands. And that's what the president and everybody else has been telling us. And me being a biologist and understanding viruses, that's the best thing you can do in the case of this particular virus. And keep in mind, if you get the virus, stay home, quarantine yourself. I believe that I was talking over this situation with another person who at about the same time as I was sick in January. I didn't lament or complain on the radio, but I was sicker than a dog for about 3 weeks. And it fit all the signs and symptoms of course, the coronavirus. So I didn't go anywhere. I didn't go out. And I couldn't. I mean, really, it was just the soreness. You know, it's interesting. Now, Tom Hanks and his wife have purportedly a case of it. And it's interesting. I was listening to some of their symptoms and, you know, they're saying, oh, yeah, aches and pains. And I'm going, listen, these ain't minor little aches and pains either. These are the kind of aches and pains that put you down for a long time. So a little self-confession here about my illness with this. It was clearly everything that all the symptoms fit what I had and what this other young man had. And it was very, very clear over time as we were starting to hear all these cases come in, somehow we got it, but we didn't spread it, which was good, Nobody else around us got it. And, you know, that not, you know, again, we're clean, we self-quarantined, and, you know, it works. That works. So this quarantining business that is going on, they're now shutting down NBA games. I think the football league that's out there right now, the new startup is out of it. I think Major League Baseball is going to make some determinations, and they're now talking about March Madness, of course. The NC2A is going to limit the number of people that can watch the games live. Okay, how's that going to turn out? And, of course, the NBA just completely suspended. They're done, nine, niet, nada. I think that's a really good idea, actually. I think that's a very, very good idea, especially under these circumstances. And anyway, so the president comes on the air last night. I'm going to play a little bit of this in the first section here. And by the way, we can call in if you want to talk about the coronavirus, 215-867-8255. We'll get to those calls in just a minute. But we're going to listen to the president of the United States here talk about what he ordered no more flights from Europe. Here we go.
To the United Kingdom. At the same time, we are monitoring the situation in China and the South Korea. And as their situation improves, we will reevaluate the restrictions and warnings that are currently in place for a possible early opening. Earlier this week, I met with the leaders of health insurance industry who have agreed to waive all co-payments for coronavirus treatments, extend insurance coverage to these treatments, and to prevent surprise medical billing. We are cutting massive amounts of red tape to make antiviral therapies available in record time. These treatments will significantly reduce the impact and reach of the virus. Additionally, last week I signed into law
an
$8.3 billion funding bill to help CDC and other government agencies fight the virus and support vaccines, treatments, and distribution of medical supplies. Testing and testing capabilities are expanding rapidly day by day. We are moving very quickly. The vast majority of Americans, the risk is very, very low. Young and healthy people can expect to recover fully and quickly if they should get the virus. The highest risk is for elderly population with underlying health conditions. The elderly population must be very, very careful. In particular, we are strongly advising that nursing homes for the elderly suspend all medically unnecessary visits. In general, older Americans should also avoid non-essential travel in crowded areas. My administration is coordinating directly with communities with largest outbreaks, and we have issued guidance on school closures, social distancing, and reducing large gatherings. Smart action today will prevent the spread of the virus tomorrow. Every community faces different risks, and it is critical for you to follow the guidelines of your local officials who are working closely with our federal health experts, and they are the best. For all Americans, it is essential that everyone take extra precautions and practice good hygiene. Each of us has a role to play in defeating this virus. Wash your hands, Clean often used surfaces. Cover your face and mouth if you sneeze or cough. And most of all, if you are sick or not feeling well, stay home. To ensure that working Americans impacted by the virus can stay home without fear of financial hardship, I will soon be taking emergency action, which is unprecedented, to provide financial relief. This will be targeted for workers who are ill, quarantined, or caring for others due to coronavirus. I will be asking Congress to take legislative action to extend this relief. Because of the economic policies that we have put into place over the last 3 years, we have the greatest economy anywhere in the world by far. Our banks and financial institutions are fully capitalized and incredibly strong. Our unemployment is at a historic low. This vast economic prosperity gives us flexibility, reserves, and resources to handle any threat that comes our way.
Okay, so what he has done here effectively is he shut down all flights in and into Europe. And unless you're an American citizen, you can come in. If you're an American citizen, Mike Pence was on earlier, I believe, I think it was Fox and Friends, talking about how, you know, you can come home. You can come home. Don't expect to, you know, if you come home and then go back and then come back, don't expect the treatment to be the same. Anyway, a lot of things happening with the coronavirus. Stay with us. More to come here. Call in line is 215-867-8255. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. Your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. World Health Organization declares coronavirus a pandemic. As I was saying earlier, this is something that came up just right after airtime yesterday. So trying to get you all caught up, I'm going to do that right now. Now listen, it's kind of interesting. I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about this declaration by the World Health Organization. You got to keep in mind that Big Pharma loves the World Health Organization. So when they come out with a pandemic warning, shocking, their stocks go through the roof. By the way, I haven't checked the market today. We'll be looking at the market and see what the heck is going on at the market. But anyway, just to kind of give you a little reference point, if you will, the World Health Organization, part of the United Nations, is one of these globalist organizations tied to Big Pharma. Shocking, I know. But here we go. Everybody listens to them to get the world, I get the perspective. And, of course, it was just a mere step away, half a step, if you will, that Donald Trump would do what he did by limiting travel from Europe. Now, you got to remember something. Maybe you don't know and you have not heard. I'm giving you the news right now that Italy is completely shut down. No one in, no one out type of mentality. So they are completely quarantined as a country. That's the first country to be quarantined. No one wants to be the last one in Europe, but it looks like there may be a few. But Great Britain is not quarantined. And by the way, Great Britain and the United States can still fly in and out. Cargo has not been suspended between any European country in the United States. So cargo flights are permitted. Here we go, World Health Organization.
In the past 2 weeks, the number of cases of COVID-19 outside China has increased 13-fold. And the number of affected countries has tripled. There are now more than 118,000 cases in 114 countries. And 4,291 people have lost their lives. Thousands more are fighting for their lives in hospitals. In the days and weeks ahead, we expect to see the number of cases, the number of deaths, and the number of affected countries climb even higher. WHO has been assessing this outbreak around the clock, and we're deeply concerned both by the alarming levels of spread and severity and by the alarming levels of inaction. We have therefore made the assessment that COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic. Pandemic is not a word to use lightly or carelessly. It's a word that, if misused, can cause unreasonable fear or unjustified acceptance that the fight is over, leading to unnecessary suffering and death. Describing the situation as a pandemic does not change WHO's assessment of the threat posed by the virus. It doesn't change what WHO is doing, and it doesn't change what countries should do. We have never been before seen a pandemic sparked by a coronavirus. This is the first pandemic caused by a coronavirus. And we have never before seen a pandemic that can be controlled at the same time. WHO has been in full response mode since we were notified of the first cases. And we have called every day for countries to take urgent and aggressive action. We have rung the alarm bell loud and clear.
Okay, so that was Dr. Tavrio Gabriesos. I think I got it right. I think I got that name right. From the World Health Organization, and of course laying down to everybody. It's now a pandemic. People can do what they need to do, and they should be doing what they need to do. Wash your hands and isolate yourself if, in fact, you you feel like you're sick. But don't one thing you cannot do, of course, is run around and infect other people, and we don't want that to happen. Showing some pictures right now on this one, this next channel, about all the different places that have shut down, all the different countries, the deserted streets and that sort of thing. So Italy, China, of course, China, there's buildings are closed down. Everybody's closed down. Now, we're hearing some news that's come in over the last couple of hours that China feels that they've kind of gotten over on the other side of the mountain on this one, and that there seems to be fewer and fewer cases that are being exposed, or at least they're cropping up. So they may be over, you know, like I said, the hump. We don't know for sure, though. We won't know. And again, you know, who's telling us the truth? That's the big deal about what goes on with the with the Chinese government. And are they telling us the truth? A couple of things a little unseemly, and I know that you might not understand this, is we're getting widespread reports now. This is coming out of the Sun, but this is something that we've been covering off and on through the Epoch Times and so on. Red State Talk Radio has a partnership with the Epoch Times, so you wonder why we quote them so much. But the fears that are rising in so many different places, that China is executing Muslim prisoners and harvesting their organs to treat coronavirus patients. Right. A lot of people don't understand that China is one of the major sources of human organs and how they treat their people in certain populations to get these organs is quite amazing. And, of course, this is one of the populations that they have been persecuting is the Muslims. We don't believe in persecuting anybody, no matter what we feel about their particular religious or political leanings, which is pretty inhuman, obviously. But in China, that seems to be okay. And as we've said before many times in this radio show and talking about the Shenzhen and the Falun Gong people who are persecuted terribly by the Chinese, the same thing. They harvest their organs. They prize the organs of the Falun Gong, actually. They say their organs are a little bit better than the other organs of others, say Muslims or Catholics or non-Christians, any other population that they might have. So anyway, these organs are highly prized, of course, and people fly in to China to have organ transplants. Well, in order to get the organ, if you want a fresh one, that means that they have to kill somebody, harvest the organ, and then put it in your body within just maybe an hour after execution. That's what they do. That's just the straight-up fact. That's what they do in China. Now, I know some people say, well, we do business in China. We don't see it that way. The Chinese are friendly people. Yes, but the ruling class of the communist is not so friendly. This is what communist countries do, and you need to kind of remind Bernie Sanders about the communist countries and what they do, even if you take a look at what goes on in Cuba, which is one of the favorite ones of his. Or, you know, well, let's talk about Venezuela, North Korea. He's friendly with that one. And, of course, it used to be the Soviet Union, which was communist. He's tried to back away from that. But I don't get me into the political talk about this because, you know, after all, Bernie Sanders, he is an honest socialist, right? Yes and no. If he is really an honest socialist, he'd admit to the fact that he is really a dishonest communist. We'll be back.
Give it out! protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Wow. What emotional day. That's all I can say. We've got China's high-stakes campaign to smear the United States over coronavirus pandemic. You knew this was going to happen. You know, everybody reporting on what about China. See, I just got done with the Falun Gong report, right? And all that. You know, I've got a great story to read about. This is an article that's popped up here just now. By the way, Dow Jones is down precipitously, 1,545 right now, 1,555. That's what they're saying. It's ticking off here. I'll get you those numbers right now, so we're kind of up to speed anyway. Right now, the Dow is down, the live wire says 1,500 and falling right now. I'm looking at two tickers. One looks like it's a 20-minute delay. So this, I think, the Dow is down right now 1,500 plus. And now this is a 20-minute delay ticker I'm looking at for the NASDAQ. These are the futures. Hey, what's going on here? Excuse me, I'm going to refresh the numbers here, see what we got. Okay. Isn't the market open?
So these are delayed 20 minutes. Okay, so the market is now open. All right, I'm getting the drift. I'm getting the drift. I've got one. These tickers are 20-minute delayed, so we got to wait 20 minutes to get any live feed off of those. But the one I just looked at, was showing something even more. It was down. The opening is down 1,600 right now and falling 1,600. And, you know, I want to jump in here. I know we're being a little bit sporadic, not erratic, but sporadic. I'm going to go ahead and jump in and see what we can get off of Fox Business right now and if it's going to play or not. I don't know. So this is apparently some pretty good stuff here. They're talking to Mr. Payne. Our man, Mr. Payne. Here we go.
Families are not necessarily critically important to the economy as the airlines, you know, business
trips. Stocks plunge, yeah. So that's the big deal they're talking about, is the big stock plunge that's taking place right now. And this is, again, they're going to 1,700. This is just within the last few minutes. The market opened about 5 minutes ago, 9:35 on the East Coast, and 1,692, 1,693. 1686, kind of, you know, I'm just watching the ticker drop right now. So we could be down 2,000 here pretty soon, you know, which is what the other day was. So, you know, the president comes out and puts a ban on flights from Europe, and this is typical what the market would do. We're going to see more of this whipsawing effect in the days ahead. So this is going to really, really put us in the bear market territory. For those of you that are investors and so on, again, a lot of people say, well, we'd be buyers at this point. You might want to wait and kind of let the market settle down. That's just my opinion. I don't do trading like I used to do trading, but I'm just saying that it would be a situation where you might want to be cautious because you're now at 17, almost 17. We're just four off 17. So that is a problem. Now, this is the other problem, which is now we're starting to see some response coming back. And by the way, they've got, this is Charles Payne who's reporting. I think Charles Payne, quite frankly, is one of the finest reporters out there. I think he is absolutely outstanding. And everything he reports is first class, always on the mark, and always looking ahead. So, but this is what we have going on right now. Inside China's high stakes campaign to smear the United States over coronavirus epidemic. So it's going to, I'm bringing this up because you can bet that the Chi-Coms are going to be working with the left to smear Donald Trump. Of course they are. That's the way the pattern works because the Chinese are on the other team. The Chinese are on the Nancy Pelosi, Chuck E. Schumer team. They're all in. So now they're starting to recoil because, you know, we've been pretty brutally honest with them, right? We've been brutally honest. Okay, here we go. This is an article of a couple minutes long. It says, Pompeo's Chinese secrecy put us behind the curve. You may remember several weeks ago, Mike Pompeo delivered a message to the governors, all 50 governors, about their problem with China and how much of a big problem it has created with their relationship. And, of course, finding out that the Chinese were spying on all of them. And they've got all kinds of background information on every one of the governors. And he was pointing out, not in a specific sense, but in a general sense, that, shocking, the State Department and probably Justice now know the level of your collusion with the Chinese over the years. So you were seeing mayors kind of get right under the almost trying to hide under the table. Let's join this discussion and see about this.
Let's be honest about it.
Well, we're not going to do that right now. But anyway, it says, this is an article that came out last night, Laura Ingraham Show. If you listen to Chinese state-run media, you'd think President Trump went to China and released vials of COVID-19 on groups of unsuspecting men, women, and children. So this is their consumption over there. Beijing has been bending over backwards trying to convince the world that the United States is the real culprit behind the quickly spreading virus that's already claimed more than 4,600 lives across the globe. It's a high-stakes strategy for the Asian nation fighting to keep its superpower status amid a national lockdown and palpable anger over claims that Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the coronavirus, at first covered it up, triggering a worldwide health and economic crisis. The Chinese government has already published a book in English which translates with translations in the works in French, Spanish, Russian, and Arabic, touting its handling of the deadly virus. A battle against epidemic, China combating COVID-19 in 2020, is a mishmash of glowing state media reports on the accomplishments of Xi Jinping, the Communist Party, and the dominance of the Chinese system in fighting the crisis. Well, of course, at best, China's aggressive new campaign can be chalked up to ambitious propaganda. At worst, it's a reckless display from a country that has actively misled the world while working overtime to save its own skin, foreign affairs expert Gordon Chang told Fox News. Chang believes Beijing has been laying the groundwork for a PR attack against the United States for more than a month. And, of course, they should, right? If you were them... China is on the verge of collapse. So is the state of California. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Jeez. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. That's what they say. Of course, out here in California, some towns and communities don't have running water. Yeah, they don't have running water. You see, the infrastructure that brings the water to these towns, in Central Valley primarily, has not been maintained by the state of California. So, there you go. Tens of thousands of people, state of California, don't have running water. And then you have the homeless people in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, and of course, Sacramento. And all over the state, actually. Living on the streets, exposed to the elements. A perfect place. A perfect place for the rise of the coronavirus. It's a matter of time. The ticking bomb is on. And it's all throughout the state of California. If you take a look at these towns, these communities that don't have running water, what's the difference between the towns and communities that we have here in California that don't have running water than those in China that don't have running water? Nothing. So what about this rise of coronavirus, COVID-19 they call it? Don't you hate it? You know, see, I think they need to be consistent with their messaging, obviously, about whether or not, you know, you're calling it COVID-19 or coronavirus. Because everybody says coronavirus, COVID-19, COVID-19, coronavirus. And everybody's going, what's COVID-19? Isn't that different from coronavirus? Isn't coronavirus different from COVID-19? And the answer is, it's the same. But why did they tell you two different things? Well, you know, some the science guys want to be, you know, like Bill Nye, the science guy. Oh, it's COVID-19. We want to be specific. We don't want to know generic terminology. But, you know, common laymen say, coronavirus. And that's absolutely correct. But what's the difference between a town in California that doesn't have water and the towns you have in China that don't have water? Or limited water. Keep in mind, one of the reasons that that country, only 23% of people wash their hands after going to the toilet, is because they don't have water to wash their hands with. Water is in short supply in China. Get it? In very short supply. That's why it's very important to understand what is going on in China and also California. They, you know, on each side of the Pacific Ocean, you have two economic giants, one a major giant and the other one just sort of a minor giant, both in the hole. Who says you can't dig a hole to China? California has done that already. By stealing money from things like infrastructure, which they have money for. See, this is the problem with, you know, a free market capitalistic society, you know, before the socialist communists took over starting in 1990, California's just turned into a wreck. Broke as a joke, just like China. that's because as more socialist and communistic that California became, then, of course, you started to see them pilfer money from programs that were made years ago, were supplied by properly taxed people and property over the years, and then utilized by a government that people really pretty much trusted, fairly trusted. But then because of the communist economy, the socialist economy, which called for the driving out, of course, of businesses and capitalism and small businesses ultimately, they had to start pulling money away from other things just to keep their insatiable need to grow bureaucracies and employ people in the government to create their socialist, totalitarian, communist government, which is no different than what you have in China. Now look at both of them. Desperate for cash. Their people are hurting. And it's only going to get worse. Now luckily, we have 49 other states in this union, of which California is a member of the union. And by agreement with our Constitution, they have to abide by certain rules in California, and they're not doing it. And they haven't been doing it. They've been stealing and pilfering from the people and businesses of California far too long. That's why we created New California, put a stop to this. The stoppage is going to come sooner than you think. Now, how did we get here is a process. It's not an event. It's been a process over 20, 30, 40, 50, over 100 years to get California to this point. And now they've got it just where they want them. The problem is they got nothing. They got nothing. They've taken everything from all the money, all the assets from any branch of government, anything that the government touches, they would take money from. And, of course, infrastructure was a primary source of money for a state that was always desperate for cash. Why? Because it was creating a bureaucracy. And the bureaucracy had payrolls. The bureaucracy had needs. The government had needs. So more taxes, more regulations to feed the government monster. And look at what we have in 2020. Straight up communism in California. The next hour, we're going to talk about this process. Kind of lay it out for you. How it got here. And, of course, we're going to offer a solution. The solution's in process. It's happening. People want to be free and independent. And they will be soon. And you will be soon. Unquote. We'll be back. Listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-275-7266.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, we're going to be talking about West Virginia and the Californication of West Virginia. Fair warning to everybody, it can happen to you. That's in all 50 states or 49, well, 50, certainly California, but listen, they've already gone through it. We're going to give you the primer in all the other states about how they did it in California, how they did one part of it, the legislative part, and how they got what they got. In other words, how they got the monoparty system and how that's going to come to your state real soon. Unless you put a stop to it, right? Unless you put a stop to it. The monoparty system. Everybody wants a monoparty system. Everybody wants a dictatorship, right? Bernie Sanders? Yeah. Bernie Sanders wants a monoparty system. And we're not going to give it to him. That's a fact. No Bernie Sanders for you. Those of you that want Bernie Sanders, good luck. Bernie Sanders is not going to make the grade. I know everybody's thinking that he will, but the bottom line is he won't. No, people don't want his kind of politics. But, you know, you have the Democratic Party in complete chaos. Joe Biden can't even remember his name. I mean, that's getting worse. So my concern is what's going to happen to the Democratic Party nationally. I mean, you think they're really going to elect Bernie Sanders? No. I mean, here's the big dilemma. You know, the big Democrat spoke. The institutional Democratic Party spoke and eliminated everybody else, and now it's just a Biden-Bernie race. Well, the Bernie people aren't liking it. I told you this yesterday. They're getting even more antsy because Bernie got burned. And, you know, they're getting a little bit tired of this. So I really wonder what's going to happen to these Bernie Sanders supporters once they realize that Bernie Sanders will not be the candidate. It's either going to be Joe Biden or it's going to be Hillary Clinton or both. Can you imagine? I mean, everybody's throwing around this scenario, but it's real. It could happen. Bernie doesn't get the nomination. Biden gets the nomination, and who does he select as the vice president? Well, Hillary Clinton. Isn't that convenient? And then, of course, Biden becomes so senile that he has to step aside. Shocking! The first president of the United States steps right up. Hillary Clinton. Perish the thought. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.